This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Okay, so we've got a really interesting topic to dive into today, all about website redesigns and the impact they can have on SEO. You know, our listeners have been sending over some fascinating articles and resources, and it's clear that this is something that a lot of people are grappling with.
Yeah, it's a pretty big deal, right? I mean, you put all this effort into building a website that ranks well, attracts visitors, and then the idea of changing things up can feel a bit like walking a tightrope.
Exactly. And the articles we receive definitely highlight that tension. On one hand, you want a fresh, modern website that reflects your brand and engages users. But on the other, there's this underlying fear of messing with something that's already working, especially when it comes to SEO. So that's really our mission today, to understand how to navigate a website redesign without tanking all those hard-earned SEO wins.
Absolutely. I think the first thing to acknowledge is that the anxiety around website redesigns and SEO is totally justified. I mean, you're essentially changing the foundation of your online presence, and search engines are pretty sensitive to change. So it's understandable that SEO professionals tend to get a little nervous when a redesign is on the horizon.
Yeah, you're basically poking the SEO beast, right?
So let's talk about that initial fear. For someone who isn't knee-deep in SEO every day, why is a website redesign such a potential minefield? What are the specific things that can go wrong and trigger that sense of dread?
Well, there are a few key vulnerabilities that come into play. You know, one of the biggest ones is the potential for accidentally deleting valuable content during the redesign process. I'm talking about pages that might not be getting a ton of traffic, but still contribute to your site's overall authority and backlink profile. It's like having these little SEO investments that are quietly working in the background, and you don't want to just wipe them out without careful consideration.
Right, because even those seemingly insignificant pages are part of the bigger SEO picture. Exactly. And then there's the whole URL situation, which can get pretty messy during a redesign. Imagine if you suddenly moved all the pages on your website to completely new addresses without telling anyone. Search engines wouldn't be able to find them. Users who would bookmark those pages would hit dead ends, and you'd have a bunch of broken links all over the place.
Yeah, it would be like rearranging a library without updating the card catalog. Total chaos.
Exactly. And one of the articles makes a really interesting point about the disconnect that can sometimes exist between web designers and SEO specialists. You know, designers are brilliant at creating visually stunning and user-friendly websites, but they might not always have a deep understanding of how search engines crawl and index websites, particularly when it comes to URLs and internal linking structures.
So it's like speaking different languages almost, right? The designer is focused on the aesthetics and user experience, while the SEO person is worried about the technical underbelly that search engines see.
Right. And that's why it's so crucial to have both perspectives represented from the very beginning of the redesign process.
Okay, so given these potential pitfalls, what's the absolute first thing someone should do before even thinking about new color schemes or fancy layouts?
The articles are pretty unanimous on this one. You absolutely need a comprehensive understanding of your current website's SEO structure before any design work even begins. It's like a surgeon needing detailed scans and charts before performing an operation. You can't fix what you don't understand.
So what does that initial assessment actually entail? What are we looking at specifically?
It all starts with thoroughly crawling your existing website. There are tons of great free online SEO crawl tools out there that can help you with this. One of the articles specifically mentions www.seocrawler.co is a good example, but there are plenty of others as well.
And what are we trying to capture during this crawl?
The goal is to create a complete snapshot of your site's architecture. All the pages, how they're linked together, and most importantly, all your existing URLs. You also want to grab all the metadata associated with each page. This includes things like title tags, those little snippets of text that appear in browser tabs and search results, and meta descriptions, which are like short summaries that can show up below your title and search results.
Okay, so it's like taking an inventory of all your SEO assets, both visible and hidden. But why is all this data so crucial? How does it actually help you in the redesign process?
This data becomes your baseline. By having a clear picture of your current site's structure and all the metadata, you can identify what's going to change during the redesign and why those changes are happening. But more importantly, it helps you figure out what needs to be replicated or redirected on the new site to preserve your existing SEO value. You can't effectively protect what you don't know exists in the first place.
Okay, so crawl first, understand second. That makes sense. But beyond just knowing the structural layout of your site, How do you figure out what aspects of your old site were actually performing well from an SEO standpoint? You don't want to accidentally dismantle something that was a key driver of traffic, right?
Absolutely. And that's where a thorough audit of your original site's SEO performance comes into play. You need to understand what was working in your favor with search engines before the redesign goes live so you can carry those successful elements over and even enhance them. At the same time, you want to identify any areas that were underperforming and could benefit from some improvement.
And how do you go about gauging what was working and what wasn't?
The articles highlight a couple of good approaches here. One option is to get a professional SEO audit. One of the articles is actually from a digital marketing agency called Double Dome that offers complimentary SEO audits. And while we're not endorsing their services specifically, it just highlights that this is something that professionals can help with. But there are also a bunch of free and paid SEO analysis tools available online that can give you a pretty good picture of your website's performance.
And what are we looking for specifically in these audits?
You want to delve into your website analytics to see things like organic traffic trends, keyword rankings, which pages are attracting the most visitors from search engines, and your overall visibility in the search results.
So you're essentially trying to figure out what's bringing people to your site and what's keeping them there.
Exactly. And that information is gold when it comes to planning a redesign that won't tank your SEO.
Okay, so we've mapped out our site's structure. We've analyzed its performance. What's the next critical step to make sure this redesign doesn't become a total SEO disaster?
This next step is so important, and it's surprisingly often overlooked. You absolutely have to make sure that your development or test version of the new website is completely blocked from being indexed by search engines.
And why is that so crucial? What's the harm in letting Google or Bing take a peek at your test site?
Well, think of it this way. Your test site is like a work in progress. It might have incomplete content, broken features, or things that just aren't ready for public consumption. If search engines crawl and index this unfinished version, they can get really confused when the final polished version goes live. It can lead to what we call duplicate content issues, where search engines see two very similar versions of your site, and that can dilute your rankings and the overall value of your legitimate live content.
So it's like you're competing against your own rough draft.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And the way you prevent this is by implementing what's called a noindex directive on your test site. It's basically a little line of code you put in the header of your pages that tells search engines, hey, please don't index this page.
It's like putting a do not disturb sign on your website while you're still working on it.
Exactly. It keeps things nice and tidy until you're ready for the grand unveiling.
Okay, so the test site is locked down, no prying eyes from search engines. What happens once the new design is nearing completion in that private environment?
At that point, the focus shifts to analyzing the SEO structure of the new site, still within that safe, noindexed environment. It's time to put on your SEO goggles again and crawl the test version just like you did with your old site.
So we're basically repeating the process, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this time with the redesigned site.
Right. And the goal is to compare the architecture of the new site to the blueprint you created from the old one. Are all the essential pages still there? Have any of the URLs changed? Are there any new pages that need to be integrated into the overall SEO strategy?
It's like a final quality control check to make sure nothing vital has been lost or accidentally rearranged during the design and development process.
Exactly. And one of the most crucial aspects of this stage is identifying the corresponding URLs between the old and new versions of the site. This is absolutely essential for setting up redirects, which are like signposts that tell search engines and users where to find the new versions of pages that have moved.
Because you don't want people hitting those dead ends we talked about earlier.
Right. Without redirects, you're going to have a ton of broken links, which can hurt your user experience and really damage your search rankings. It's like moving to a new house and not telling the post office your new address.
Okay, redirects are clearly a linchpin in this whole process. So let's talk about something that's fundamental to any website's success.content. One of the articles you shared really emphasized the importance of this with the phrase, "Content is king." How does a website redesign typically impact content, and what are the key things to keep in mind from an SEO perspective?
Content is king is one of those phrases that's been around forever, but it's still incredibly relevant, especially when you're talking about website redesigns. The sources we looked at really hammered home the importance of safeguarding your existing valuable content.
So even if some of that content is old or maybe not getting a ton of traffic, it's still important.
Yes. It's easy to get caught up in the excitement of a redesign and want to just wipe the slate clean and start fresh with content. But you need to be really careful about deleting content, even if it seems outdated or irrelevant. It's all part of your website's history and authority in the eyes of search engines.
Like each piece of content adds a little brick to the foundation of your site's authority.
Exactly. And unless the content is factually inaccurate, harmful to your brand, or just completely out of alignment with your current messaging, it's generally best to keep it. One of the articles specifically advised against making big changes to the content on landing pages that were already performing well in terms of search rankings.
So if it's working, don't fix it.
Exactly. There's no need to reinvent the wheel if the wheel's already rolling smoothly.
Okay, that's really insightful. So to recap what we've covered so far, understand your old site's SEO structure and performance, know Ansext your test environment, analyze the new site's structure pre-launch, and protect your content. It seems like a very methodical approach is key here.
You got it. It's all about integrating SEO considerations into every single phase of the redesign process, and it requires close collaboration between everyone involved. The designers, the developers, and the SEO team. Everyone needs to be on the same page and understand the importance of maintaining your search visibility.
Absolutely. So what would you say is the single most important takeaway for our listeners who are either planning or going through a website redesign right now?
The big takeaway here is that a website redesign doesn't have to be an SEO nightmare. You can have a beautiful, modern website that also performs well in search. It just takes careful planning and a commitment to making SEO a priority throughout the entire process.
I love that. It's about finding that balance, right? Aesthetics and functionality working together. And I think it also makes you wonder, when a redesign is on the table, is the focus usually on the visual appeal first and foremost, or is there a genuine effort to consider the SEO implications right from the get-go? That's a really important question for anyone to ask themselves as they embark on this journey. Thanks so much for shedding light on this. You've given us a lot to think about.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.